inundated with hymns from church and just general songs that had a positive meaning. And so even today, I still sing, and just recently, Bermuda got the Africa channel, so I leave that on, and all kinds of singing comes through the house, through that channel.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so did I. There was just, if my mother was ironing, she was singing. If she was picking peas, which she often hauled us off to do, to pick peas and beans, in the tradition of my father, my grandfather, who had a farm, she was singing. If we were shelling peas, we were singing. If we were working in the metal in the junkyard, the salvage yard, it was just a lot of singing. My father didn't sing much, but my mother sang a lot, and all around us, people would just kind of tune up. And y'all, let's bring singing back. You know, keep your hip hop. That's cool. But you and Ann, keep that singing tradition going as well, okay? So we can all of that is yours. All of that history is yours. All of that culture is yours. You know, please don't let anybody talk you out of giving up your culture. Blues is yours. Jazz is yours. Hip hop is yours, okay? Soul and rhythm and blues is yours. Calypso is yours. Oh man, you have a culture, a wealth of culture, and keep it alive. Hip-hop is yours. It's all yours. Keep it alive. All right, thank you so much, Mama Fu, and thank you, Nasha, for deciding it wasn't too early to sing. And let us, is there a volunteer for a libation this morning? A volunteer, someone who hasn't led us before, preferably. Okay, so it's conscription time. You know what that word means, to be conscripted? Conscription? Who knows what that word means? If you don't know what it means, give it a guess, since I just said it's conscription time. Guess what that word means. Come on, Jerisa. Come on, Naja. Allende, give it a guess. To be called on. Very good guess. Any more? Conscription time. To be hand-picked, another good guess. Very good, and I'll leave it to you today to see if you can find some shades of meaning there to recruit people, okay? Yes, oh, I love that spelling, Nasha. So y'all, over the day, look up conscription and put it in your vocabulary. And so, Ife, you are conscripted. Lead us, please, in the ceremony so that we might have our morning stretch break and our morning water or juice break. Please do not start off with artificial sugars. Give your body and your brain the best that you can give it so that it can give you the best. Ife, will you come forward with libation? I will give you another 10 seconds, assuming that you may be on a delay. I was calling Ife to come forward, but I'm not getting any response. And so I have exited her from the room. Maybe she will come back when she has figured out her problems or she's attentive. You will know that as we are moving forward, we are expecting you to communicate, and we've established that culture. And we do not expect for you to have your name in the text chat when you are not present, unless you've indicated so and asked permission to leave. Let's move up the list. Allende, will you lead us in libation, please, in your own way? Allende, silence is not an option. If you don't want to do it, you can say, type or say. Can I give you until? Yes, I will. So tomorrow is yours. I like that. No, it's not never. It's just not now. Excellent. So tomorrow has your name written all over it. Okay. Jerisa, step forward, please. You know, our ancestors had a song that was a signal whenever there was going to be, whenever we were planning an escape and it was time to split from the plantations. And it would go, they coded the song in a Christian song. And it was, "Sinner, please don't let this harvest pass." They would say, "Sinner, please don't let this harvest pass." That is, don't let this opportunity pass. The opportunity to lead the village, the Aya village, the family in libation, is an opportunity. And it is a healing every time we do it. Don't let this opportunity pass you. Okay, take the opportunity to lead it, to become comfortable with it, to get good at it, to be creative with it, to expand on it. Okay, don't let this opportunity pass. All right, conscription time. Nasha, would you step forward? So I take it we are today to go forward without libation. We are today to go forward without calling the energies and the spirits and the imagination of our ancestors. Since no one is stepping forward, and all that I've called on have shrunk. That saddens me. And I'm willing to live with it today. If that is your wish, if you have decided that protecting yourself from whatever fears that hold you will not be warmed or taken care of by calling on our ancestors. You see, I do not want you to get to believe that somebody else will always do it, that Baba Wakesa will always do it, that Mama Afua will always do it. This is leadership training. This is not, this is just something that has to be done and will be done. If you don't carry it on, it may not get done. So the last call for a libation, for someone who will come forth and lead us in libation.
Well, I'll do it. I just didn't know if you wanted old people who've done it before.
Then the floor is yours, my brother. The blessings flow to those who step forward. The opportunity that God sends does not come to those who are asleep or who shrink. It's an African proverb. The opportunity that God sends and that the ancestors send does not come to those who are asleep. Indeed, it comes to those who reach out, who risk, who take the opportunity, who seize it, as opposed to waiting for someone to have it bestowed upon you. Elementary school is a wonderful memory, hopefully, for many of you. It is now preparing you for leadership in the world to come, your world. All right, Brother Azachar, it's yours.
Okay. Hold on.
You need to have your sister turn her speaker down. We're getting feedback.
Okay. First, I'd like to call upon the Creator. to come with us, to be with us today. I'd like to call him to strengthen all of us and get us through the day today. And thank him for getting us up this morning and having us all see another day. When it comes to ancestors, I'd like to pour one for the Creator. Ashe. When it comes to ancestors, I'd like to start with Imhotep. And I want from Imhotep his great strength, his mental strength in math and science, math and sciences, especially since we have math and science today. So I'd like to call him for his genius. Ashe.
Ashe.
Now, would anyone else like to call an ancestor? And don't forget to list what you want from me.
I want to call the name of Granville T. Woods. I want to invoke his genius, his love of solving problems, and I want his spirit to be with us as a guide so that we too seek, as we learn, to become problem solvers for our people and for the world, in that order. Granville T. Woods.
Granville T. Woods. Ashe.
I want to call on Mae Jensen, the first black female astronaut to help me recall my calculus and perfect my skills in math and science today.
I didn't hear what you said. I didn't hear who you called, but Ashe, can you please type in the text chat?
She said, Mae Jameson. Mm-hmm, that's a great question. Is she passed? Has she passed? I just checked with Brother Balagoon, and she is still with us. We will have to have a space sometimes after we do the ancestors to call on others who are in fact with us, whose energy and spirits we want to be with us, who are still living. I want to honor them. And so it's a great thing for us to think about that space, following libation space. Alright. Azachar, would you invite us to take just a minute or two more and then close it out, please?
Okay, but before I pour last libations for our ancestors, would anyone else like to call any names for the ancestors that they would like to be here with them, to guide and strengthen them during the day, and give them strength today? Anyone like to call an ancestor? It can be a. It can. Okay, Rachel Brown. Ashe. It can be a family member or someone that you just know from history or anyone.
Want to call on William Getty. William Getty is my grandfather on my father's side, who took care of his family when it wasn't popular. Took care of his family. He did what he had to do. In fact, he died taking care of his family. I want his spirit and his energy today to inspire me to do what I have to do to take care of my family, not only my so-called nuclear family, but extended family and community, to William Getty, my grandfather.
William Getty. Ashe. Would anyone else like to call an ancestor before we close? Okay. Well, for those ancestors that need to be here with us, but we might not know that they need to be here with them, or they just know that they need to be here with us, and we need their strength and their courage and their wisdom. I'd like to pour this last libation for all those who we need here today. Ashe.
Ashe. Okay, you have just a minute. Okay, so get some water, stretch, and Brother Balogun is waiting. For those of you who are not with Brother Balogun, I'll see you here as a check-in space. You can log in, tell me what work you're doing, and go from there. All right? Take care. Thank you so much, Isachar, for leading us. Thank you, Mama Fu, for telling us the story of singing that surrounded you. And thank you, all of those of you who participated this morning. Looking forward to you, Allende. Tomorrow is your day. Take care.